Blog Talk Radio. Well, God bless you. I am so happy that you tuned into Prophecy Alive. I am your host, Roderick Owensby. I got a word for you. I'm going to be sharing with you, my listeners, about God's faith. There are so many people that are looking for divine breakthrough. Well, your divine breakthrough is here. And I want you to know that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Let me give you an announcement. Coming this Tuesday, I will be on the air starting Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Saturdays at 8 p.m. And I want you to tell all of the partners of Prophecy Alive that the Holy Spirit has led me to come on tonight and let you know our new air times. We've been off for some time, and we are in our edifice. God has blessed us with a wonderful place of worship, our own church, and God is doing something so supernatural. And many of you are such great investors in this work. And we just want you to know that we thank you, my queen, Katrina, and I. We are so excited for our partners. We love you all so much, I'm telling you. But we are so fired up for Jesus. I thought I'd have an intimate time in the Word of God with the partners and friends. I will be going to the phones in just a moment. I'm going to be sharing from the Word of God. So get your Bibles ready. And turn to St. Mark 11, and I'm going to be back and deal with that. But listen, Prophecy Alive, our new time is the same times, or rather our new days. You know, we were on 5-4 days a week, sometimes 5, sometimes 6, and God has opened up doors, and we're getting ready for television. We're getting ready for many things. God is blessing us, and we are about to purchase this edifice that God has given us. And I want you to be a part of that. Again, Tuesdays, Thursdays, praise God. We are so excited about what God is doing. And as I was letting you all know, coming Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Saturdays at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, Prophecy Alive will be on the air. And to invest in the ministry of the Lord here, you can go at any time to www.facebook.com/Prophecy Alive Broadcast. That's www.facebook.com/Prophecy Alive Broadcast. Or you can go to www.facebook.com www.godbless.org/TGM Project. Okay, so God bless you, and at any time if you need me, feel free to give me a call at 317-832-0131. That's 317-832-0131. And if you need personal account, that is their number. Well, God bless you. I'm so excited. I'm going to take the first caller. As I said, I'm going to be sharing a revelation that is going to explode you, the area of faith. It's going to cause your spirit man to leap. And through much consecration, God has been revealing some awesome things to me and my queen and to our staff and ministry and also to the schools of prophets. This faith, you know, the enemy has really brought in his own doctrine of faith. And believe it or not, it has caused much trouble in the kingdom of God. You have people praying, people fasting, and they're wondering, how come I'm praying for something? And God said, if I believe, I'll speak to the mountains, and the mountain will be removed, and I'm doing that. I'm living the best I know how. You need to call your friends and let them know that I'm on the air, and I'm going to be sharing from Mark 11, and I'm telling you, it's an emergency. I know in some areas it's 11, a little after 11, in other areas across the world, it's daytime. However, this is an emergency. I do want to share what the Holy Spirit has put in my spirit. I have a caller, 757. I'm coming to you right now in Jesus' name. Well, God bless you.
God bless you.
Praise the Lord. How are you?
I am fine. I heard the good news that you were sharing, and I just had to press one because it's been a while since I talked to you. But I see God has done what he said he was going to do, huh?
We give him glory. Yes, he has. Please forgive me. I know you by the Spirit. Give me a hint. Who are you?
This is Chantal.
I should have known that. It is a blessing. It's been a while. He has done what he said he would do. And this is something I'm going to, and it's a beautiful, beautiful place. And we've had our fourth gathering there last Sunday. And,
Wow.
And we're about to purchase this place. And, and there's so much land around this place. It's in a cornfield. And God been dealing with me about corn. And I'm excited. Me and my queen, Katrina, we are so excited. You are a woman of God. And those people that are praying for us. And I want to say thank you so much for your prayers. What's in your spirit tonight?
I'm just grateful, and I'm good. When you were telling me all that was going on, I'm glad you stood the test, you and your wife. I'm glad that you guys stood the test and passed it. You know, because the last time I talked to you, it was a little bit of confusion going on, and God allowed me to, you know, speak to you in reference to that, and I see that you stood the test and you passed it.
My God. Ooh, that's a word been coming to us. Yes, Lord, we give him all the glory. Yes. You know, last night, me and my queen, we stayed after the meeting, the gathering. The Holy Spirit led us to stay all night in the place and that divine visitation.
Wow.
It's. I'm telling you, Prophecy Alive, you get ready. Something is happening all around the world. God's people. What I'm going to share tonight is going to, my God, is going to set your faith. It's
Thank
going
you,
to bring God. Your faith in alignment. with God. And you're going to find out certain things you've been believing God for is not that God didn't hear you, people of God. I'm going to give you a revelation that the Holy Spirit just gave to me to share with the world. And if I were you, I would call everyone you know. I don't care if it's pastors, fivefold ministry. I don't care who it is, businessmen, congressmen. I don't care. Tell them to tune in and to call 347-539-5173. And they're going to hear some powerful things. And I give God the glory. Woman of God, speak to the nations. Whatever's in your spirit, go ahead.
I'm just overwhelmed. You know, God just want us to just stand still and wait on Him. You know, whatever comes and whatever goes, you know, we got to stand because He knows our needs. You know, He knows our desire. He already has everything laid out for us. We just have to wait on Him.
Yes.
No matter what, we have to wait on God. And it just, I mean, I've been out here on Blog Talk. I've been looking for you for months. And then I get on here tonight, I'm like, oh, my God, they're on here. You know, so I'm calling. I'm like, I just want to hear good news. I don't want to hear nothing else but good news. And you just touch my heart, you know, when you just saying, you know, what God is doing. And it's because you stood the test. We all going to be tested. We all going to be tried. But you stood the test, and you passed.
Oh, God,
ooh.
I bless you.
That just touched my heart. And I'm like, man, I'm just so glad that you didn't sway. You didn't move. You just stood the test. That's all I kept hearing the Spirit say. You stood the test and passed it. It's over now. You know, it's all good. It's all good for you now. You know, everything that you need, just like I said, God is going to provide it. He showed you that.
Yes, He did.
You know, we look at things in the small. You know, we just look at small things, but God got great things for us.
Yes,
beyond our imagination. You know, we have to stretch our faith when it comes to God, because God is a big God. He's not a small God. He's a big God.
Yes.
You know, and I'm just so grateful for you and your wife that you guys stood the test.
My Lord. You know, we give, it's, I'm telling you, and you know, people who have a hunger for God and to see God move and to see souls blessed, the people, you know, a woman of God, people talk about all the time the transfer of wealth. But the Lord showed me that those who understand that the greatest transfer of wealth is Jesus Himself.
That's right. That's right.
And
once you got Him, go ahead. You don't need nothing else. You got everything. When you got Jesus, you got everything. Everything you need is in Jesus. Everything. And just like you said, you get ready to talk about faith. That's faith. You got to have faith in Jesus. He'll do it every time. Whew. I just got to take a deep breath on y'all because I'm just so amazed. I don't know what to do. And I'm just glad that I caught you on here tonight so I could hear this.
When I heard your voice, I felt a leap in my spirit. I said, I know I've talked to this one with God, but my spirit began to leap because of the covenant agreement.
Mm-hmm.
And see, to touch and agree, it shall be done. And I want you, people of God, if you believe in God for something that seems like it's taking forever, tonight, the Holy Spirit said tonight, I didn't plan on, woman of God, Nicole, I didn't plan on coming on tonight. I told my queen, I said, honey, set it up. And then we're going to be on Tuesdays and Thursdays and Saturdays because of the intensity of the ministry starting, you know. And I told her, I said, honey, I got to go on tonight. and she set it up, and it's been a while since we've been on. I think it's been almost 2-3 weeks. And but those of you who are believing God about to give you something,
yes,
that you probably can't get at church. You could. This is something that is, you know, so many of the get quick rich schemes have brought. Watch this, a curse.
Yes.
And it's going to be destroyed tonight. And some of you going to experience is you're going to experience something in the next 24 hours if you will hear this word. This word is coming without charge. It is coming in the name of Jesus. I'm telling you, call right now. Some of you need to get off the line for a second and call as many people as you can and tell them, listen, girl, listen, pastor. This is simple, but it's powerful. Woman of God, I bless God for you. And me and my queen just love your spirit. And thank you for being the Holy Spirit had you with. Because you are a witness of what God is doing.
Yes, I'm just thanking God for you guys and that y'all just stood still. You know, because that's the hardest thing to do. You know,
yes,
to stand still
is
hard. Because
yes,
I'm in the process of standing still myself. I'm like, God, I'm ready to get out of here every day. But I got to stand. You know, I got to go through my test. You know, so I'm glad to hear that y'all done made it. So now I know I'm about to make it.
In Jesus' name, and I'm going to comfort you with this word. Woman of God, continue to stand for the nations with us. And as you know, we love you, and we're going to be talking, okay?
Okay.
Stay on the line. God bless you.
Okay.
She's such a wonderful woman of God, and we thank God for her. I'll be right back after this. We're going right to St. Mark 11. Praise God.
Thank you.
I am so excited about what God is doing. It's been a while. I want you all to know that we are back on the air. I'm here tonight because the Holy Spirit told me, get on the air. I said, well, Lord, do you want me to get on now? He said, come on at 11 o'clock. I told my Queen Katrina, I said, set it up. Because we have a new time, new times, starting Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Saturdays at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Prophecy Alive will be on the air. And we are excited about the harvest. You know, Jesus is Lord of the harvest. Yes, he is. And we are in the harvest, and we are in our edifice. This past Sunday was our fourth Sunday at the gathering here in Kokomo. I'm so excited about what God is doing. Listen, let me go to the phones, and I'm going to get into St. Mark 11. You don't want to miss this word. Many people are wondering how come my prayers are taking so long. What's going on? God said, ask and it shall be given. And it seems like the more I ask, the more delay I experience. Well, you know, God has showed us something. We were at our church all night last night after the meeting, and we felt led to stay and have an old-fashioned shut-in. And I'm telling you, we saw the divine presence of God in a way that we've never seen it before. And me and my Queen Katrina and our family and our church family, I'm hungry for God. We have a hunger that is so great now. And I want you all to know God tonight is going to show many of you around the world how the enemy has crept in the church with false teachings, teachings that really set people back instead of moving them forward. I'm so glad that God has chosen us, as he has many others, to really love on the people of God. And we're about to experience some breakthroughs. Me and my queen are experiencing breakthroughs. We want you to experience them the same. I have a 929 area code. I'm coming to you right now. Well, God bless you. Thank you for calling Prophecy Alive.
Amen.
Praise God.
How you doing, Apostle Roger? God bless you.
Wonderful, Prophet Travis. How are you doing?
I'm blessed. Haven't talked to you in such a long time. I'm so glad you're back on the line. How's God been doing in your life?
Awesome, awesome. He's doing wonderful. He led me to come on tonight at this time, and we have new times, but the Holy Spirit, I feel an urgency to begin to share with the people of God what he's going to share tonight concerning faith. And how are you doing, Prophet? It's always good to hear you.
Oh, man. God has been doing some awesome things in my life. So many innumerable miracles. And, I mean, the best is yet to come. I would definitely like to ask for prayer, but if you're in a mode of teaching, I will wait until the end.
I just feel led to just say to you, I thank Father God of heaven for you as his prophet, as his seer. I am so honored to just come into an alignment and agreement that which you desire has already came to pass before you were born. And because, this is a word for you, Prophet, because he foreknew you, he foreknew everything about you, your needs, your desires, personal and business, regardless. God is saying the predestination is at hand for you. What God has purpose in your life is right now immediately happening because of God's faith for you. So God is saying, look out, the blessing will appear. It's always been there. But now, tangibility is your next adventure. Get ready, prophet. God bless
you.
Wow.
Bless the Lord. Thank you so much.
Thank you, too. Hallelujah. Praise God for what he's doing, people of God. We thank God for what he's doing. Get ready for this. I'm going to go right now, and I'm going to go to St. Mark, chapter 11, and going to share something with you that is so amazing. Let me get this caller first. 404, I'm coming to you now. God bless you.
Hey. Hey, Prophet, God bless you.
God bless you. To whom I have the joy of speaking to.
This is Rainey.
Hey, it's been a little while.
Hey.
How are you?
Yes, it has been a while. I'm good. I missed you.
Oh, I miss you too. And me and my queen, we've just been praying for our partners. But I want you to know you called at a good time, and I'm going to be sharing about God's faith.
Okay.
Now, I want you to hear it because there is, it's not something that's going to happen. It is something that has already happened to you. And
okay.
what flesh has done, it has caused God's people to keep expecting what already has happened. We're going to bring God's people into supernatural tonight. Are you ready for it?
I'm ready.
You know, we have new times. We're going to be on from now on Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Saturdays at 8 p.m.
Okay.
And
okay.
Tonight is a special night for our partners and friends.
Okay. I just wanted to say hi.
I can tell. Love you. Stay on. I want you to hear this word, okay? God bless.
God bless you too.
There's no partners like Prophecy Alive. I love you all in Jesus' name. Let's go together in Jesus' name. Father, I thank you that the bread that is about to be broken is of your body, that you have broken your body for us and for our deliverance. This is a new day, and Lord, we are moving into the better promises of God. So, our Father in heaven, we acknowledge you in your name. We bless your name. Hallowed be your name. We thank you for who you are. And you exalt your word above your name. And we exalt your word in Jesus' name. And Father, we thank you, Lord, that your kingdom has come. Not going to come, has come. That the kingdoms of this world has become the kingdoms of our Lord and his Christ. That's us in the earth. Christ in you, the hope of glory. And Father, we give you praise for all that you're doing in Jesus' name. We thank you for our daily bread. We thank you, Lord, that you're not leading us into temptation. We thank you, Lord, that we are releasing forgiveness to everyone, regardless of who they are. In high and low places, we forgive all. Oh, God, in Jesus' name. And Lord, we know that yours is the kingdom, the power and glory forever. Amen and amen. Let me deal with this in Jesus' name. Now, there is something that the enemy has done for a long time concerning believers. The enemy has really, saints, people of God, listen to me real good. The enemy has brought in a man-made curse. It's like man-made diseases. The enemy has brought in false teachings on faith. And what it has done, it calls others to prosper and others not to prosper. That's sort of like Fannie Mae. That's sort of like get-rich-quick teachings and false hopes. And God's people, when they heard faith and claim it and name it, and God's people over the years, last 20-some years, begin to accept that and begin to run after that get-rich-quick doctrine. Hear me good. And what that has caused in the Christ, as I said, there were those who prospered off of the backs of the poor. But I want you to know there is a prosperity. Solomon was so wealthy until he lived in gold. But see, you have to understand that prosperity comes by obedience and relationship with God. Listen to me real closely. So in the body of Christ, we had people preaching prosperity without accountability. And what it has done, those that preached it got rich and got blessed. And those that were scrambling for crumbs, if you will, they continue to struggle. It's sort of like in corporate America. Those that create prosper. It's nothing wrong with creating jobs. But if you're going to create a job, let's make it a win-win situation. Praise God. So there are many people who have taken the word of God and have seducing spirits, which are doctrines of devils. Mm-hmm. So when there is a seduction, if you will, then it's always of the enemy. So this has brought about a curse. Let me explain this. Jesus became a curse that the blessings of Abraham might come upon the Gentiles. Now listen to this. So the curse has been destroyed. I don't want you to misunderstand what Roderick is about to say through the Holy Spirit. I don't want you to misunderstand. The curse is destroyed. But I want to talk to you about a type of man-made curses, a religious curse. Now listen to this. Let's look at the word curse. I'm going to go to a definition here. Curse may be defined by, well, listen closely, the negative impact that it has on certain individuals who do not recognize that the curse has been destroyed or broken. Let me explain this. There are a lot of people sick, but Jesus said, the Bible says that he was wounded for our transgressions. It talks about he was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. Another verse in the New Testament, we were healed. Now you're saying, well, why are people sick? It's man-made. Listen, a curse can be a negative, destructive, an evil. It will impact your life. Anything that has a negative impact on your life is considered a curse. We, the people of God, we must learn how to defend ourselves against this evil impact of curses that is sometimes spoken against you. A curse can be spoken from you. There are people who curse other people, and God's people are shooting themselves in the foot because God's people are believing for this and believing for that and praying for this and praying for that, and yet there's a man-induced curse that comes upon God's people through false teaching. It's sort of like a boomerang effect, almost like return to sender. You know, you get something in the mail and it has another name, and you know you live at that house and this person doesn't live at that house, but yet the mail is coming to you. You know you've been set free. You know you are healed, but you keep getting mail. Glory to God. You keep getting a debt. You keep getting bad results. You apply for the job, they say no. You go to this job, they say no. And yet you're going to church and somebody's telling you, if you just give, you can give your way out of poverty. That's not scripture. That's not scripture. There's unseen things that is resulting in cursing and bringing negative, oppressive results, self-inflicted curses. These are very vulnerable. Now, there's a principle. Now, listen to this. If you defend yourself against these man-inflicted curses, you will see great results. I'm going to take you into an area in the spirit realm. So I want you to be praying. I want you to be really praying as I impart this to you. A curse can take on different forms. Most of the time, the believer, and you that believe in God, unconsciously have taken on many forms of false teachings. A curse is considered sinful. Not all curses are verbal. There are negative feelings that is a result of curses. You can have a negative feeling towards, say, a loved one. That's a curse. You can have unforgiveness towards someone. That's the ingredients of a curse. Why do you think God says in Matthew 6, when you pray, while you're praying, forgive. Forgive others their debt. Why is forgiveness a great part of prayer? Although you're praying to God, if there's unforgiveness, you're under a curse. And many people are experiencing sickness, psychiatric issues, and those are demonic powers. A curse can involve witchcraft, hexes. Also, a curse can involve a fixed attitude, bad attitude of hatred towards a person. You find people many times behind the shouting, behind the preaching, behind the dancing. People are having attitudes toward people for no reason. Those are curses. I'm going to teach you how to block those things and destroy those things from affecting your life. Our thoughts and our intents of the heart, they do impact other people's lives. If I am not treating my Queen Katrina right, that's a curse. I can't afford that. God tells me as a husband, love my wife as Christ loved the church and gave himself for. I give myself for my Queen Katrina and the children. She loves me like the church should love Christ. Come on here. And this is how we avoid curses. Don't look at yourself where you are. Let's get out of that black hole tonight. God is saying somebody already, you're crying because you're coming out of a black hole. Now I'm going to show you something. Even prayers can act as curses. Listen, controlling or witchcraft prayers. Listen real good. We can attempt to impose our will on God or another person. Those are self-inflicted curses and they bring oppression. God told me if I teach this, that people are going to come out of self-inflicted curses. Prayers made in unbelief that involve that gets our focus on our own selves. Say if you're dealing with an illness, that illness can become a curse because your focus is on the illness and not on the God that can deal with the issue. In other words, many of God's people, we pray the problem. We pray the problem. And when you pray the problem, then the problem is who you're praying to. When you pray the problem becomes the curse. Oh, I could feel the glory of God in my stomach. I want you to believe what I'm saying. Don't run out and try to preach this. Experience this. If someone come to you and say, hey, I got a business, and if you invest in this business, you're going to get rich. I had somebody do that. I told them, show me the check. I want to see the check with your name on it, with your account. I don't have to see your account number, but show me some proof. A printup of your money. And that's the way some have preached the gospel. They told you God would make a way. They told you God would make you rich. They got people to testify how they gave and gave to the ministry, and God made them rich. And then many of God's people ran and just went bananas and believed those false prophets. Now, I'm not saying everybody's a false prophet. I'm not that ignorant. I'm surely not the only one. God told the prophet, I got 7,000 that have not bowed to Baal. But I do know my God. I do know my assignment in the earth. I do know why I was born. To bring God's people out of man-made curses. We have young people who are waiting on God, waiting on somebody to tell me the truth. Young people that are involved in curses of alternative lifestyles because the people of God have preached a lot of crap. Come out of those curses. It's happening right now. Young people that are so hungry for the supernatural until they're getting involved again with Ouija boards and witchcraft. I'm not going to let the enemy destroy this generation. So how do we destroy these curses? You know, strong words, angry words, when you express those words, wishing harm upon a person, whether it's with an oath or without an oath, they act as curses. In other words, you can have the symptoms of a sickness and not have the sickness itself. So when we speak negatively about a brother or sister in the Lord or anyone, whether they're saved or not in fellowship, those words act as curses. They are the symptoms of curses. Evil gossip, discussing negative about a person with evil intent, it can act as a curse. It's broken and destroyed tonight because I'm telling you the truth. Hallelujah. It's not that you lack money. You lack knowledge. Hallelujah. Man-made curses bring heaviness and trouble. Verbal abuse is a self-inflicted curse. Name-calling. With or without swearing. Those are things that act like a curse. Now get ready for this. Professional labels. God was dealing with me about this. I was listening to a television commercial, and when it came on, I felt an evil spirit. It was a professional labels, diagnostic labels, attaching a diagnosis upon yourself or another person can act as a curse. Let me give you an example. Medical doctor says that you have a sickness, predicting that sickness or harm will befall you. And then out of fear and confidence in the professional's authority, you receive the message and give it to the something that's been predicted on your life. And the outcome of listening to a professional authority, fear. Fear comes. Now, faith comes by hearing. Ready? So does sickness. Faith comes by hearing. So does poverty. Faith comes by hearing. So does debt. Faith comes by hearing. I want you to know that the more you listen, the more faith comes to you. Listen real closely. Whatever you hear, whatever you believe, you're going to find out that if you're not careful, you can believe in a curse. And that curse will produce bad results. Now listen to this. Mark 11. Get ready for this. Ooh, I'm so glad. Oh. Watch this, Mark 11, and beginning at verse 17. Let's do this. Mark 11 and verse 17. And he taught, saying unto them, is it not written, my house shall be called of all nations the house of prayer? But ye have made it a den of thieves. Jesus is saying, my house shall be called a house of prayer, but you've turned it into a den of thieves. What do thieves do? They rob and they kill. I'm going to look at this here. They rob. They kill prosperity. Listen, the thief doesn't kill his own prosperity. The thief kills your prosperity, or the prosperity of the person they're stealing from. Now, verse 17, and I'm going to read it from the NIV. Actually, the Amplified Bible, Mark 11 and 17. Listen to this. And he taught them, saying, and he said to them, is it not written, my house shall be called a house of prayer for all the nations? But you have turned it into a den of robbers. Verse 18 from the Amplified. And the chief priests and the scribes heard of this and kept seeking some way to destroy him. For they feared him because the entire multitude was struck with astonishment at his teaching. Now, before I go on, why did the authorities, religious authorities, want to stop Jesus? I have people who want to stop me. Because I'm teaching you that many of you have been robbed into thinking that if you would do as you are told, if you would trust in your money and trust that your money, get ready, would bring you more money by giving it to, I quote, God, little g, not capital G God. Because the word of God says, he that lendeth to the poor, lendeth to God. Uh-oh. Really? Proverbs 19 and 17. Whoever is kind to the poor lends to the Lord, and he will reward them. Are you serious? Are you serious? This is the NIV translation. Whoever is kind to the poor lends to the Lord, and he will reward them for what they have done. New Living Translation. If you help the poor, you are lending to the Lord, and he will repay you. Why do you think people get rich? They get rich off of the poor. So here comes Jesus, and he's saying, my house shall be called a house of prayer. The word of God in prayer. Signs and wonders and miracle, result of prayer. He said, but you made it a den of thieves. Now, I'm going to continue to read this. I know this is blessing your spirit because chains are falling off right now. Now, let's look at verse 18, verse 19 of Mark 11. And when evening came on, he and his disciples, as accustomed, went out of the city. Verse 20. In the morning, when they were passing along, they noticed that the fig tree was withered completely away to its roots. Verse 21. Peter remembered and said to him, Master, look, the fig tree which you doomed or you cursed has withered away. Verse 22, get this now. And Jesus replying said to them, have faith in God constantly. Are you serious? Wait a minute. Let's look at this again. Have faith in God constantly. Now look at this. First of all, they noticed that Jesus, he said, no man eat of thee ever again. To a fig tree. There was no food. Jesus wanted something to eat. No man, since I didn't eat, no one would eat from you. And the fig tree withered. Now, I want you to hear this. This is so important for us to get. The reason that most people are hurting now, financially, believers now, are hurting simply because they believed in their money. They believed in their money. And they trusted in their money. And the result of trusting in money, it brought an evil result. Now hear me good. Get ready for what I'm about to say. God says in his word, give and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, shall men give to your bosom. That giving wasn't the giving that most believers have been taught. I just read to you. Those that lend to the poor lend to God. And God says he will repay. So Luke 6:38 sounded good to those who wanted to get rich. It's the oldest trick in the book, off of the poor. You see, when the prophet Elijah went to the widow, he gave her a revelation. God, first of all, prepared the widow for the prophet. The prophet was hungry. The widow had food. Now look at this. Elijah wasn't telling her, forget your son, forget that you're hungry. I'm hungry. Feed me. You know, back in the day, you know, the preacher would eat first. You know, the visiting preacher would eat first, and the mother would feed the family and even her husband last. That came from false teaching. What Elijah was doing, he was teaching the woman to put God first, to put God's faith first. And when she put God's faith first, it brought about a miracle. Are you getting this? When she put God's faith first, it brought about a miracle. Not her faith, but God's faith. When you put God's faith first, that's when the miracle happens. Come on, get this now. You're going to have to get this in your spirit. Now, I want to show you something. In verse 22, Jesus said, and Jesus replying said to them, have faith in God. King James Version, verse 22 of Mark 11. And Jesus answering said unto them, have faith in God. Now, watch this. Now, when you look at the Aramaic Bible, or the Aramaic Bible, I want to read verse 22. Aramaic Bible, listen closely. Verse 22. This is going to blow your mind. I'm going to start at verse 20 of Mark 11. And in the morning, when they were passing by, they saw the fig tree after it had dried up from its roots. And Simeon remembered, and he said unto him, Rabbi, look, the fig tree that you cursed has dried up. I'm telling you tonight, it's almost morning now, I'm telling you that your sickness has dried up. Your debt has dried up. Look at verse 22. The Aramaic Bible. Yeshua answered and said unto them, may the faith of God be in you. May the faith of God be in you. Not your human faith. Not this kind of faith of I wish, I hope. But receive God's faith. May the faith of God be in you. You're talking about miracles. I'm seeing eyes open that are blind. I'm seeing retarded children come to their senses. I'm seeing disease dry up, cancer dry up, blood pressures cured. It's God's faith. Have the faith of God in you. One of the things that has happened in the body of Christ, People have taken ownership of their faith. It's my faith. God said, according to your faith, be it unto you. According to your faith. So whatever kind of faith I have, be it unto me. Be careful. Have the faith of God in you. There's a human faith, and it'll bring a certain result. But God's faith has no limitations. Do you want unlimited favor? Do you want unlimited miracles? Then get your faith in God. This is not all to what God has showed me, but I'm giving you something, and I give God the glory. And we're going to continue this. God bless you, and God keep you. I love you. Continue to pray with us. Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Saturdays at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Now, I want you to be a part of what God is doing. If you would like to continue to pray and invest in this ministry, do so according to the leading of the Lord. Visit facebook.com/prophecyalivebroadcast or facebook.com/TGM Project, the Gathering Ministries. I want to be available to any of you. And we're going to be, me and my Queen Katrina, we're going to be releasing our books. The time has come. And I had a dream, and it's early in the morning here, it's 12:11, but I feel led to share this. I had a dream that I and my queen were paying airline tickets, and we had our Prophecy Alive partners come from around the states and many parts of the world. And I woke up, and I usually see, but I guess I was sort of drained. And I went to sleep, but I was paying airline tickets, and people were coming from around the world. I said, honey, we were paying for the airline tickets. She said, we have it like that. I said, praise God. And people were coming. They were investing in the work and getting our books and tapes and receiving the different revelations that God has given us. And we just had a grand time face-to-face with people we have never seen. I want you all to continue to pray from tonight. There's somebody you're going to be praying through the night, and you're going to experience such a God kind of result. I want to tell you, forgive everyone. Don't hold on to no grudge. Don't inflict yourself with self-made curses, but release everybody that hurt you and watch the miracles come in. 317-832-0131. That's my offline number. I look forward to talking to you all Tuesday at 8 p.m. 8 p.m. Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Saturdays. Have the God kind of faith. I got more to tell you, but continue to pray for me and my Queen Katrina and the entire ministry of the Gathering here in Kokomo. Love you. God bless you.